Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Dusha, stepping in for Joel Zammit for this episode and maybe forever.
Today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about a famous missing ship, almost a ghost ship, called the Mary Celeste.
I know it was found abandoned with, like, meals still intact, yada yada, as if the inhabitants either didn't do anything or left in a hurry or some bullshit like that, depending on the story you hear.
So the basic story of the Mary Celeste is that in the 1800s, I'm going to say around 1860-something, again, you know, I'm bad at dates, this ship is discovered. It was just a sailing ship, a large sailing vessel, discovered floating, completely abandoned in the middle of the ocean. Mm. The entire crew had left. All of the food and all of the meals, you're right, they were left out on the tables completely, like they disappeared halfway through just like a regular sailing voyage. Nobody was discovered on the ship, like I said. I think from memory, one lifeboat was missing. And other than that, it was completely abandoned. An interesting thing to note is that there were two notches on the side of the ship as though something had struck it, but they were also quite uniform. Is that Melly trying to get out?
Maybe.
She's doing some stuff. I don't know.
She's rolling around.
There's two things happening during your explanation. Melody's wandering around, and now she's out of the room, and Adam's eating soup.
Oh, yeah, Adam's got some
ham
soup.
Ham and pea this time.
Oh, a classic. Just like Mama used to make, but she didn't
make.
So
let me get like a good proper description.
Just like Campbell's Mama used to make.
The last entry on the ship's log was recorded 9 days earlier than when it was discovered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find what it said.
Help, help. All our guests have turned into ghosts.
We're going to play a good gag on you. Meet us in the Bahamas.
The cabin of the captain.
Yep.
They found personal items scattered about, including a sheathed sword under the bed. But most of the ship's papers were missing, together with the captain's navigational instruments. Galley equipment was neatly stowed away. There were ample provisions in store, so, like, the ship was well-stocked and fine for traveling.
Yeah.
The evidence seemed to indicate an orderly departure from the ship by means of the one missing lifeboat. So the question, I suppose, is
how many people were on the ship?
I'll see if I can find for you.
Because, like, if it was an orderly... You can't have an orderly departure and one missing lifeboat on a lot of different types of ship.
Yeah, that's true. The ship was carrying 1,701 barrels of poisonous denatured alcohol. The Captain Briggs had his wife. I know, Captain Briggs. Oh, he had his wife and his daughter with him. I'm trying to find if I can get any idea of the crew. Doesn't give me a number, I don't think. Doesn't give me a number, which is a shame. Yeah, so
I mean, potentially,
what do we think happened from the information we have now?
Very orderly of them to just get them off the ship
did
and not steal
leave?
Anything
when
or take anything.
It went missing.
Was it during a war?
It left Portugal December 4th, 1872, and it was discovered...
Could it have been kidnapping by some foreign force ever?
Mm-hmm.
Or no distress signal could be explained by just getting hit really fast.
I suppose the ship had sustained barely any damage, though.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying, like, another ship sides up next to them.
Yeah.
Throws over things, people get on board, you know, you wave a gun in someone's face, they're not going to struggle.
Yeah. I mean, potentially. To what end, though? What's this?
Well, it was what I'm thinking is, like, when was it? Who, like, what ship was it? Was it a Portuguese ship?
No, I don't think so.
Was it a Portuguese man of war, the jellyfish?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was a Portuguese ship. I think it was
Mary
from...
Celeste. I'm going to guess, going out on a limb here, American or British?
I know the answer to this one.
Yeah.
So the Mary Celeste was originally called the Amazon, and it was ravaged and then sold to the American. It was a Canadian ship when it was called the Amazon. It got ravaged and then sold to the Americans, which kept the name Amazon for a bit and then renamed it Mary Celeste. I know a little bit about this, but I can't remember stuff like how many crew or anything like that.
Because that's kind of a big deal. Because if there's like five people on the ship.
Then one lifeboat, you're like, well, that makes sense.
Something could have happened, like a bad storm or something like that.
So apparently...
Or mass hysteria or something. Oh.
that is
spooky. Mass hysteria is a thing.
No, you're right, it is. So there's a lot of stuff that has been fabricated about it.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's one of those cases where you do a little bit of investigating and you discover that, like, a great deal of it has just been largely made up, kind of like, you know, earlier we spoke about the Delta Pass.
Although I found out after that two of the people did actually test positive for radioactive material.
Oh, really?
Let me finish my soup. Two of them did test positive for radioactive material, but one of them worked in a nuclear power plant. And the other one was, like, I think an inspector on a nuclear power plant, and that's how they met and were friends.
Ah, well, there you go. So, of course, they're radioactive.
Yeah.
So I'm looking over right now at some of the proposed solutions. Mm. Well, first of all, you believe that foul play was potentially an explanation. Dusha, do you have an explanation? Are you reading through stuff about the Mary Celeste as well?
Yeah, I was trying to find out how many people were on board. There was more than... So there was Captain Briggs, his wife, his one-week-old baby...
Mm-hmm.
First mate, second mate, and four general seamen.
So there's a crew
And a steward.
Not heaps, not a huge
crew. Yeah, there's
a crew
of less than 10, which implies to me that it was a small ship.
I just read out 11 names. Wait, no, I didn't. 3, 5, 4, 9, 10. Yeah, 10.
But not all of them are crew.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The baby and the wife are probably not crew.
Yeah, true.
The baby, I don't know, captain.
Put him in board. Put him in charge.
But yeah.
Put him in a cannon. Shoot the baby. Out of a cannon. Don't shoot the baby.
So what do you think? What's your theory? What do you...
Basically information, or not very much.
There's very little information. Like, they're just researching it then. There's very little. A ship leaves port. It's then later discovered. Quite a while later by another ship.
Yep.
The captain of the other ship notices that the Mary Celeste is moving erratically. He's like, whoop, something's askew. Pulls up alongside it, investigates. They discover that it's completely abandoned. One lifeboat is missing. All of the navigational charts and equipment are missing.
How many lifeboats did they have?
I think they had, like, more than one, certainly.
All right.
Yeah. The captain is like, well, this is strange. I can salvage this ship, though, because I'll get a lot of money. Hooks it to his ship, splits his crew across the two of them, and they... drift back to port. But what exactly caused the abandonment of the Mary Celeste?
This might be a fabrication added later, but when he does that, does he not lose that half of the crew?
That's what I thought as well, but upon looking at it, I think that was a fabrication.
Yeah.
So let me... oh no, I'm at a wrong place. I'll read it, but because maybe it does, but I don't think so, because I think it was salvaged later on.
Three of the captains died prematurely before that, though.
Of the Mary Celeste.
Yeah. Radioactive.
Ghouls.
They turned into radioactive dust.
It's
and
actually
blew away.
The Black Pearl.
So DeVoe, who was the captain of the other ship, returned to report these findings to Morehouse, who decided to bring the derelict into Gibraltar, 600 nautical miles away. Under maritime law, a salvor could expect a substantial share of the combined value of rescued vessel and cargo, the exact award depending on the degree of danger inherent in the salvaging. He divided his crew of 8 between the two vessels, sending 3 seamen onto the Mary Celeste, whilst he and 4 others remained on his ship. The weather was relatively calm for most of the way to Gibraltar, but with each ship seriously undermanned, progress was slow. His ship released Gibraltar December 12th, and the Mary Celeste arrived the following morning. And then she was salvaged. So...
crew were fine.
Crew were fine. Nobody disappeared. That was a later fabrication.
Also, my thought is...
yep.
So mess or messiness is a very subjective term.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the Mary Celeste did show signs of foul play, but the captain was just like,
that seems fine.
Yeah, you know, like... oh,
that seems good enough.
These clothes and stuff that have been knocked out of the wardrobe, eh, that could have happened to just rocking sea. That
doesn't... Yeah, I suppose. And I suppose maybe even if you've come across the Mary Celeste and you see it in a bit of disarray, you're like, well, it's been at sea for the last, you know, journal entry of the captain was 9 days ago. So say they left 9 days ago. It's just been a sea knocking back and forth, you know. Of
they
course,
no,
it's going to be some
there's
mess.
No photos, no just specific descriptions of what state the ship was in necessarily. So, hey, you know.
Foul play is one of the theories that is suggested. Apparently, there was a hearing done into the Mary Celeste to investigate foul play, and that didn't find any evidence of it, but it hasn't stopped people suggesting foul play might have been fault. In fact, some people even suggest that the captain of the other ship, the fellow that found the Mary Celeste, might have been the fella that robbed it, because they only have his word that he found the ship, and they're like, well, maybe he just
killed them
all on board and was like, I'll salvage this ship. It's going to get me a pretty penny. He always denied it, of course, but like, it's definitely a theory.
One lifeboat missing, though, and they never found that lifeboat, right?
Yeah, you're right. If it is somebody who's come on, killed everyone, chucked them in a lifeboat, like, it surely you wouldn't put them in the lifeboat. You'd get them all on your ship and fuck
what off. What if you attack the ship? People on the ship are like, shit, we got to get out of here. They all pile into one boat.
Mm-hmm.
The captain, wasn't some of the captain's effects missing?
His navigational equipment was.
He's like, I'll just grab whatever's at hand. Mm-hmm. He grabs navigational equipment. They jump into the boat. They chuff off. People, I don't know, for some reason either. So nothing was taken?
No, nothing. Their cargo, like I said, was alcohol and none of that was taken.
Maybe they either don't want the alcohol.
Maybe they're expecting
something
different. Yeah. You know, they jump on the ship and they're like, there's no gold.
And it wasn't drinkable alcohol either,
no,
was it?
It was poisoned. Which I think means it was just for industrial purposes. Yeah. So they didn't take any of it, potentially. But then I suppose, say they get in the lifeboat and the other ship just like hunts them down and poof, got them.
Yeah, something like that.
Cannoned to death.
Maybe they're expecting very wealthy luxury cruise people or something even. And they don't get that. They get mad. You know, it happens.
Do you have any other information?
Unfortunately, there's just not that much information about it. I mean, it was one of those things that happened such a long time ago. But there are the hearings that happened regarding it.
So is there no answer to this? Is this an
unsolved
mystery?
No, this is an unsolved mystery.
All right, I'm going to put through. So that's all the information we have. The fact that a lifeboat was missing, some of the captain's navigational stuff, everything was left weirdly intact. Except the captain's room, which was messy.
Here's something relating to the hearing, some further information. So on December 23rd, there was an examination order on the Mary Celeste, which was carried out by somebody named John Austin, who was a surveyor of shipping. Austin noted cuts on each side of the bow, caused, he thought, by a sharp instrument, and found possible traces of blood on the captain's sword. His report emphasized that the ship did not appear to have been struck by heavy weather, citing a file of sewing machine oil found upright in its place. So he's like,
sorry, what?
So
there was this thing of
oil.
Oh,
there was
no oil spilt. Yeah.
Okay.
His report on the hull concluded that the ship had not been involved in collision or run aground. Further inspection by a group of Royal Naval captains endorsed Austin's opinion that the cuts on the bow had been caused deliberately. They also discovered stains on one of the ship's rails that might have been blood, together with deep marks possibly caused by an axe.
Well, yeah, there you go. Those are sounds of foul play.
I know it seems fairly obvious now that it's
murder.
Like murder of some variety. On January 22nd, 1873, he sent the reports to the Board of Trade in London, adding his own conclusion that the crew had got at the alcohol, ignored its non-potability. So he was like, they drank the poison alcohol and murdered the Briggs family and the ship's officers in a drunken frenzy. Then they had cut the bow to simulate a collision and fled.
That's my favorite
what
theory.
The fuck?
Oh, I hope that ends up being true somehow.
There's further stuff regarding the hero.
No, because that makes sense.
It makes a certain sense.
Say the first mate kills the Briggs family, throws them over the board. They get it ate by sharks. Then they're like, shit, we need to make it look like something bad happened. So then they use the sword to cut the boat, which doesn't make any sense. But that explains the things on the damage to the boat. Then they're like, fuck, we need to make it look like this sword wasn't used. So they chuck it back onto the bed, and although they're like, shit, we should grab some navigational shit to get out of here. Nah, I'm so on board with that.
Now, I'm not saying I agree with Doucher's literally that interpretation of it, but I think, like, hey, it's possible that someone was like, alcohol, I'm just going to drink it anyway. Went on a drunken rampage. It's possible.
So your theory basically relies upon the captain is like, we're shipping poisoned alcohol, and someone's like, can't be that poisoned. It's got to be a bit good. So
you don't know the specifics. Maybe the captain says nothing.
To shit on that evidence that I just suggested.
Yeah.
Yep.
A later hearing discovered that the blood found on the... There was actually no blood. The scientific investigation found that there was no blood on the sails or the sword. So...
That's okay. Oh!
What about the railing?
The cuts? The notches? Mm. Yeah, they were still... Well, somebody said that he thought that was just a natural way the timber looked, but majority seems to indicate that it was intentional, whatever it was.
Sick. I've got a new plan then.
Okay.
And you think rather than the Briggs family getting murdered, I reckon, so the Briggs family are on this boat. There'd be a reason why the wife and kid were on there. I reckon the Briggs family, something bad has happened. Like, and they're like, you need to get the fuck out of here.
So they're on the run.
They're on the run.
Okay.
Or like they've done something and they haven't been caught for it. They're like, we need to get out of here now before people get. So like people are suspicious, but they're not like,
yeah,
you're done in. We're the bobbies. You're done.
So whilst they're at sea, they murder their crew.
No, no. What if ever? Oh, what? Okay. Stay with me with this one.
Okay, I'm listening.
Briggs family. Say the husband's done something crazy.
Yeah.
Or maybe just made like a bad business decision. He's bankrupt. Someone's gonna come looking for him. He's on this journey. He's like, fuck. I could crash, like pretend to crash his ship on purpose, go missing. No one will ever find me.
Disappear.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
That's not a bad theory. I mean, like, there's no evidence.
Change my name to Tommy Wiseley.
change my name to D.B. Cooper.
Jump out of plane.
Jump out of plane, change my name to Tommy Wiseau, make the room the perfect arc.
Be 160.
Well, the only downside there is for your theory is that there's no evidence to suggest that the captain was involved in any way in foul play. But, I mean, if he was, that makes a decent amount of sense. Well, how do you explain the notches in the front of the boat?
Oh, yeah, like hit it with his sword to make it look like he crashed, even though that's not how that happens.
Not at all what a crash would look like.
But then people are like, huh, that's weird.
Well, I think it makes sense up until it falls apart.
No, I don't want any of your soup, Adam. Why? People don't share soup, Adam.
What kind of soup is it?
Pea and ham. It looks like a bit like shit. How's it
vomit
taste?
It looks like vomit.
So are you still suggesting foul play?
Well, Adam, natural circumstances is kind of hot. Like, it has to be foul play. It can't be anything else.
Mm. Why not? What
I was. Well, what ghosts? Else could it have been?
Well, a natural phenomenon. One of the other theories that people often suggest for the Mary Celeste is that a...
If you're about to say ghosts, I'm mad.
Fuck, I wish. No.
Werewolves.
Werewolves, did it make sense?
Batman. No, is that a natural weather phenomenon, like a water spout or a particularly bad storm, just made the crew like panic, and they decided to just leave like as quickly as they could because they thought the ship was done. The suggestion is that the notches were caused by like just whatever the weather was, you know, maybe shrapnel from like the water spout slams into the boat. They're like, the boat's done for, it's fucked, everybody get in the boat and fuck off. The storm disappears and they remain, you know,
fucked.
Fucked out of
the problem with that is, what shrapnel is a water spout throwing if not water?
Well, I think the idea is that the water spout collects stuff from the bottom of the sea, pulls it up.
Seafoam.
Seafoam.
No, it's
crabs.
Shells, crabs.
No, what's it called? There's two different... If something's floating on the water and if something's sunken under the water, there's two different...
Sea foam and sea treasure.
No, shut up.
No, that's rude.
A word.
So, somebody, a fella named DeVoe, suggested that Briggs abandoned the ship after, what the fuck? A malfunction of the pumps. So, he's like, oh, the pumps are broken, but there's no evidence to suggest that at all. It seems like, somebody suggested a sea quake.
Oh.
You know, sea quakes.
That just engulfed the crew?
Classic, I guess so. No, I think the idea is that these natural phenomenons occur. They panic, get in their boat, and disappear.
They get in their boat, which is less
Fotsam.
Safe.
Fotsam.
Are you sure you don't mean...
Is refuse that floats on water. Jetsam is refuse that sinks underwater.
I think what you're thinking of is sea flora and sea fauna.
No.
Flotsam. No, flotsam's a thing.
Flotsam and jetsam.
I was joking.
I know, but it took me a couple of seconds. Anyway, sorry, go on.
What was I going to say? That makes sense. So everyone panics. Captain, unusually jumpy because he's with his wife and kid.
Yeah. In his
abandoned ship, being like, fuck, this ship's fucked. Forgetting that a lifeboat is way less safe. Storm clears, takes them with it.
Yeah, is what I was about to say. Like, why would you give up until it was absolutely certain?
So, and this is probably not connected, but you know, you were saying that you thought the ship disappeared. Mm. Well, what happened actually is that the Mary Celeste sailed a couple more times after it was discovered in that state. And on one of those trips, it disappeared and was never found again. Although in...
Crew got it. Oh, no, that goes back to my plan. Briggs, he returned. He's like, mine, got it again.
I got it good. In 2001, marine archaeologist and author Clive Cussler...
I know him.
Yeah, Clive Cussler, apparently.
He's a famous author.
He found timber and some metal artifacts that the tests on the wood indicated that it was a type extensively used in New York shipyards at the time of Mary Celeste's refit, which I'm assuming happened after it was discovered.
So wait, you're saying this is true, that it did sail again and was lost again?
Yeah.
Classic.
So the ship sails with its crew once. Crew disappears. Fella finds the ship, is like, that's fucked, takes it back to the shipyard. They refit it. There's a couple more voyages, and then one of those voyages disappears. Nobody knows where it's
Everyone's
gone.
Waiting at the pier
Everyone's
for a couple
like,
of days.
Where's Mary Celeste part-time, part two?
And then,
so the second time it disappeared for good.
It's gone. It's for good. It disappeared. Now, that the reason that seems significant is because of the first, you know...
Yeah, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
ships go missing all the time.
Ships go missing all the time. I feel like this is something that we were going to discuss because one of the more outlandish theories for the Mary Celeste is that it was got by the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm.
Now, the thing with the Bermuda Triangle is that it just has pretty much exactly the same amount of ship disappearances as anywhere else in the world. It's just
nowhere special.
We've decided to give it a name, basically. And I will admit, you know what, opinions in a box, that some of the disappearances in the Mary Celeste do come with sort of strange circumstances surrounding them, but we'll get to that another time. So what are our, I guess, and this one has not been like a very long episode because, look, there's just not that much information regarding the Mary Celeste, but it's a classic one, so I'm glad we could sort of talk about
it. Yeah, I still stand by the fact that Eric and Briggs tried to simulate.
So Briggs attempts to simulate, so let's, timeline of events. Briggs does the dirty somewhere.
Takes his wife and kid, because it seems like, weird to take Because he left his schoolboy aged child with a grandparent.
Wasn't he 1 month? Oh, wait, what?
So he had two kids.
Yeah. Schoolboy one that he left with a grandparent. But why would you do that?
Yeah,
you're like, no, gotta disappear. Leave one kid with Nana because I hate him. Take the baby and my wife and I'm off.
I can teach this baby right.
Well, like, I mean, like the other, yeah. The first one.
Yeah. Or to make it look less sus. I don't know.
Potentially. It'd be interesting to look into that kid and see if he was picked up by a mysterious stranger years down the track.
With a Briggs new returned. Boat. Fuck, that would be so good if somehow it's revealed that Briggs came back after being on the run, stole his boat back, which I'm assuming wasn't his, then just fucked off into
fucked
the
off
distant-
to live a life of mystery. What about you, Adam? Final thoughts. Final theories.
When I came into this, I thought it was foul play. And going on, my theory of foul play, I feel, even though some pieces of evidence are kind of tenuous and unsure, I feel like foul play is still the best solution.
I think I have to agree with you. I think either foul play or like unnecessary panic. Even if that unnecessary panic is that they see another ship and assume foul play is coming, or, you know, like you say, another ship pulls up alongside them. One of the potential suggestions for an enemy ship is pirates.
Well, obviously.
It's the 1800s.
Of the Caribbean.
No, Riffian pirates, whatever the fuck that means. but you see the pirates, you panic, you get in your little boat, you fuck off. The pirates pull up.
Wait,
and are like...
what was it called?
Riffian.
Don't they, like, just, you know, make it up, make
oh,
up the
just
jokes
keep
as
gagging,
they
go? Yeah, doing just... gags? Yeah, oh, those classic Riffian pirates.
What's our favorite letter of the alphabet? I don't know, what is it?
Nyar. I hate this boat.
Let's go raid that one.
Kill all this crew.
And I guess evidence to suggest that, like, against it being a natural phenomena is that, like the person said who was doing this, the survey of it, that vial of liquid hadn't spilled. So even if there was, like, a rough storm, surely... Like, I think
how long did that... Oh, well, I guess you put down your phone, so the investigation period is over. But what was the time difference between...
Nine days between the last... No,
when that guy did an assessment and was like, this vial has not spilt.
I think it was almost immediately after it was brought back to port.
Because, like... I don't know. Someone else could have put it there.
Yeah, somebody could have refilled it as well. But yeah, I think it was immediately when it was brought back, when Nouveau, whatever his name was, brought it back to Gibraltar. Because then under the Gibraltar hearing. So I'm assuming that's when it was all taken care of. So yeah, I think ultimately for... And it's one of those mysteries, Mary Celeste, that you read it in every little, like...
It's Chinese whispers.
Well, exactly. Well, but I...
Or telephone, if you're slightly less racist.
But yeah, I don't know. It's such an interesting one, and it's one of those ones that just knocks the wind out of you when you, like, properly investigate it, because there's just...
If foul play, imagine how terrifying.
Be scary.
Stuck on that little boat, someone's running around killing people.
Yeah. Interesting that there wasn't any blood or anything found on the boat, which that's why it leads me to believe that they just saw the pirates and fucked off. Being like, our alcohol's not worth dying over.
Or well, there potentially is some blood, but we don't know one way or the other.
That's true, that's true. It was a scientific investigation, but it would have been like 1800, so how scientific an investigation, we probably will never know. Have you got a timeline of events, Dusha?
No, I'm looking, trying to
Dusha
find...
Dusha on his phone looks like the student who at the last minute is just trying to scribble as much as
You're
he can.
You're cramming, Dusha? I'm cramming for my spook test.
I think... Yeah, no, I think I've only got what? People think it was aliens. That's all right.
Oh, yeah, of course there are fringe theories. People think that it was aliens. They saw a sea monster and shat themselves and got in a boat and left. When surely if you see a sea monster, you're like,
stay on the boat.
Don't want it to get me. I don't think it was aliens or a sea monster. But again, look, opinions in a box. If 100 years down the track, they're like, it was ghosts. Yeah, we found out it was ghosts. Ghosts got them. I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, fair.
So I'm a ghost now too, as I am 125 and dead.
Well, let's on Jackson Bailey Spooks. Well, on Jackson Bailey Spooks America, I like to cover all my bases. We've got our opinions in a box.
Yep,
so let's explore some fringe theories.
Okay.
Aliens.
Hang on, wait. I need a new box. I got a lot of opinions.
Aliens?
Put them in storage. Aliens, assuming that this is a UFO that is abducting this crew for no reason.
Exactly. There's no reason. And also, all other alien fringe theories, usually the people come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Russia. True. Yeah, they abduct and then bring you back.
Russia. She left, came back.
That's good not
on your
funny.
Friend. Yeah, I think. I mean, aside from the fact, again, we're assuming for the sake of this argument that it was aliens. But unlike the two very reasonable explanations we have, aliens actually has no evidence.
Yeah.
Other than they disappeared.
Other than there was people on the boat, and now there's not. So I guess it's aliens.
Exactly, and you could literally be like, fucking sea goblins, and you'd achieve the
ghosts,
same effect.
Like,
yeah.
You could just say, yeah, it was ghosts.
Ghosts took them.
You don't need proof at that point.
I do like the idea of them getting drunk and angry, and like crazy drunk because they drank poison alcohol.
Maybe they drank the poison alcohol, turned into aliens, and abducted themselves.
What about sea monsters?
There'd be more damage to the ship, surely.
Yeah, no, true.
Yeah,
unless
I suppose
it was one
so.
Of those like swamp men that crawls up onto the ship.
But even then, they'd be like.
But wait, no. If you got the scratches on the side, maybe that's the damage from the sea creature.
Well, one of the more fringe theories regarding the sea creature is that it was a kraken, and ooh, that this squeaks. Creature scratched the side as it was trying to attack the ship. Again, the problem with this, and we explained this just before, is that surely if a kraken is attacking your ship, you're not like, get in the water with the kraken so I can get up close and punch it.
Well, not everyone can be me.
Not everyone is fighting a kraken Jack Sparrow style like JD over here.
The weird thing about this...
In his mouth.
Where are you punching it?
In his mouth.
That's a beak.
It is a beak. That's the only hard part. Ow. You're fucking yourself. Actually, you know what? No, punch it in the hard part, because then the hard part is the part that breaks. You got a good idea.
Yeah, clever.
I'm on Dusha's side now.
But I'm
you
punch
fuck
him.
You.
I'm on Dusha's side. We fight the squid.
I'm going to punch his beak from the side, though, so I'm not punching from the point.
Yeah,
just
clever.
Breaking it.
Shatter it
Snap
off.
Snap it off.
What were you going to say, Adam? You know, like, the funny thing about this is?
The weird thing about this is that all the evidence seems to lean towards not being one of those fringe theories. Mm. Like, all the evidence you see is like, oh, probably is a rational explanation.
Yeah, of all of the great mysteries that, you know, most people can draw to mind, Mary Celeste is the one that is sort of a practical explanation makes the most sense.
Yeah.
And it's one of those pitfalls I think you can fall into when you're exploring unexplained mysteries is trying to explain a mystery with another mystery.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I got a fringe theory.
Okay.
And this one makes more sense than the other two.
All right,
so the damage on the ship, was it like horizontal or vertical?
It just has two notches.
Okay, notches.
Yeah.
And assuming it's not a massive ship.
No.
And they're at the sea, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What if it collided with a whale?
Okay.
Like its mouth, like a whale opened its
the
mouth.
The whale's baleen, it slams into that.
No, like the whale opens its mouth like to eat the ship, but it just clams down on it. People are like, oh shit, we're about to get ate by a whale. Get out into a lifeboat. Forgetting that whales aren't meat eaters.
Okay.
Go to sail away. The whale is like, oh shit, I'm eating a boat.
Yeah,
that's dumb.
That's rough.
Unclamps, goes to swim off. Lifeboat gets at instead.
I don't think a whale can wrap its mouth around
I don't think a whale can open its mouth like
that. Yeah, they have like tiny throats. And I don't know if, because their teeth are like meant to filter out, so they only get the tiny little krill stuff.
Mm, fuck.
I'm sorry, your whale theory doesn't
Unless,
hold water.
Unless, like, maybe a killer whale?
That's probably not big enough.
Potentially, yeah.
Mm.
Do you know why they call it a killer whale?
Kills
Because it kills whales.
I think so.
It's a kind of dolphin.
That's right, kills whales.
Killer whales are dolphins, and killer dolphins.
Are good
Because they're super cute. And they wanted to give it a mean name, so people would leave it alone and let it be super cute.
Yep.
I mean, I guess.
SeaWorld, I'm coming after you!
Blackfish. Got him.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel Dusha, standing in for Joel Zammit for today and maybe forever.
Fingers crossed.
Spooks.
Get spooked, America. And if you have an explanation or further information about the Mary Celeste, tweet us at Sandspence Radio, or I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
At Retro Archetype.
And I'm at Douche13. And this is a Patreon-only show, so thanks for being a patron.
You're a champ.
We do have a new $25 tier if you felt like giving us more money, and that gives you exclusive access to more shows like Dinosaur World.
Yeah.
Well, you also get a shirt,
Park,
I'm pretty
first
sure.
One. That's good.
Dinosaur Park's for $5 patrons. Nah, if you're hearing this, you can also hear Dinosaur Park. Dinosaur World, though, that's the good shit.
That's the good shit. 11 hours.
That's mad.
Get involved. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.